I got very active in the movement to help get Jews out of the Soviet Union when I went to college in the late 60s and early 70s. And I became at Yeshiva University, where I was a student, the president, or the co-president of the student struggle for Soviet Jewry. And I started doing a lot of organizing and a lot of speaking. At around the same time, my dear friend from high school, Dennis Prager, was doing the same thing for the Soviet Jewry movement. He had gone to Russia and was one of the early Jews to meet with the Refuseniks, and he came out and became a very galvanizing force. And Dennis once said to me, when we were probably about 24, he said, have you noticed that a lot of the questions that come up, you know, outside of the issues of Soviet Jewry at our lectures, are similar? You know, it's not like Reform Jews ask such totally different questions from Orthodox Jews, who ask different questions from members of Hadassah. So we sat down and made a list. What are some of the common questions we're asked? And that became the origin of our first book, which we wrote when we were 25, which was originally called Eight Questions People Ask About Judaism. And we self-published it. And the questions were, can you be a good Jew if you doubt God's existence?
Right.
Who needs Jewish law or organized religion? Is it enough to be an ethical person? If Judaism is supposed to make people better, how do you account for unethical religious Jews?
Sure.
How does Judaism differ from Christianity, from humanism? So it was questions like that. And we self-published it because we felt that at that age, we were 25, I think 26 maybe when we brought out the book, we weren't going to get a major general publisher. And the Jewish publishing houses were generally on the smaller side. And we figured, because of the amount of lecturing we were doing, we could do it ourselves. So we self-published the book. In life, very often, you're fortunate when you don't fully realize what you're doing. Had we known the amount of work, both of our parents helped a lot. Dennis's father and my father were both accountants, but his father became, you know, took care of our financial stuff. And then my father was packing books, and my mother was shipping, was helping mail them. It was very wonderful. And it was very gratifying. Over a period of about 6 years, we sold over 30,000 copies. And around that time, a friend of ours, who was at Simon & Schuster, told his editor about this. And the editor, Fred Hills, was in touch with us. And Simon & Schuster brought out the book. So when they brought out the book, they made two changes. We added on a question.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to have the opportunity to re-edit the whole book. Mm-hmm. We had been younger when we wrote it. And by adding on a question, we hoped, you know, also to sort of a little broaden the book. We added on the question, is there a difference between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism? And also they added on one word to the title of the book. Instead of we had called it Eight Questions People Ask About Judaism, they called it The Nine Questions People Ask About Judaism.